Today's episode of the Dropping Dimes Betting Podcast is brought to you by OverEasySports.com. We give you winners, we make you laugh, and we bring you up to date on the current events going around the sports industry and the world. Make sure you check out OverEasySports.com for all of that and more. Let's do this.
Drip, drip, drop.
Dropping dimes, dropping dimes.
Baby Dame Dollar here, trailblazing dimes everywhere. I don't want to boast, but I'm dropping dimes from coast to coast. Dropping dimes everywhere, like I just don't care. I'm dropping dimes on the bike, on the stairs. I'm even dropping dimes on my teddy bear.
You're looking live at the Dropping Dimes Betting Podcast special episode. March Madness is here. I'm with my boy S. Dot. What's shaking, brother?
Dude, balling is a hobby right now, bro. All we care about is basketball. Usually big college football guys, but we're fucking locked into the tournament. I thought we'd run through this like we did for the college football.
Yeah, we're missing Doug season. Douglas. Shout out Doug Douglas out in Vegas. The bookie couldn't handle the size of his bet, so he had to go out to the big dogs out west, hanging out in the desert with Brent Musburger, also with Grandpa and Grandma Duke.
Dude, his bets coming in last night, unbelievable first half winners all day. You better check Overage Sports for his picks all weekend. He's going to be hot. He's going to be hot.
For sure. He actually did text us a few picks already. I'll run through those. And again, kind of like S. Dot said, the format's going to be real quick today, like it was for the bowl season, if you guys listened in. We're going to run through today's picks with the spreads, and then we'll give you a Final Four, a champion, and we'll send you on your way. But Doug's already firing off bet after bet after bet. He's got, this morning, Princeton plus 6.5.
Nerds.
Threw 110 on that. Princeton Notre Dame under 134, like which that. We're like going to see some disagreement on there. Like UNC that. Wilmington 7.5. Princeton and UNC Wilmington parlay all day. Princeton and Princeton in the under plus UNC Wilmington for another parlay. So he's going big on these picks.
I mean, Princeton.
Yeah, he's a big Princeton fan. But that's just the first two games. We're going to get into all those games. So let's start out with a little rapid fire. S. Dot, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's rock and roll.
All right, first game, Princeton-Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a 7-point favorite, 134 is the total. What do you got?
I like Notre Dame. Been playing great basketball over the last month in their conference tournament stuff. Notre Dame.
Yeah, I'm going Princeton. Give me the points. Ooh. Over all day. I don't think it's close on the over. Doug seems to disagree with the under. Princeton backdoor, like your ex-girlfriend, all day. Next game, UNC-Wilmington-UVA, another 7-point favorite here. Virginia, 7-point favorite. Who you like?
Virginia sucks. Hate them. Can't score. Haven't been that hot of late. Give me UNC Wilmington with the points all day. Upset City outright.
Any thoughts on the total sitting at 134?
Under. Virginia plays the under all.
You know, one thing to consider, and I took it into consideration when making my picks, but these early games, man, these kids.
Yeah.
You forget these are kids.
Yeah. Shooting, waking up early to play these games. Also, different arena than they're used to. You know, neutral site games, so not custom of where the basket is, stuff like that, like that. Depth perception difference.
Yeah, I had to get into some advanced analytics, points per possession, and how they did on the road, and that's how I came up with these picks. I like the over in that game as well. Oh, I did. I was labbing last night, late night. Next game, this is when it starts to get really fun. We got three TVs going. Winthrop and Butler at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Butler, sneaky Final Four pick perhaps, 11-point favorite early. Total sitting at a high 145. S. Dot, what do you got?
I love Butler in this game. Yeah, like you said, sneaky Final Four team beat Villanova this year 2 times, I believe. So I like them going far in this tournament.
Yeah, this is the first pick I'm feeling a little shaky about on the spread here, but I do like Butler, and I'll lay the 11. Give me the over as well. I feel like Glennie Ball is going over City, but let's do it. It's fun that way.
Do it.
Next game, San Diego State-Gonzaga. Gonzaga, number one seed at one time, undefeated. Some people say Gonzaga. Those people are not on the podcast. 2 p.m. game, 22-point favorites, Gonzaga, 156 total, S. Dot.
Zags all day.
Yeah, I'm going San Diego State. That's a lot of points, and here's why. This is very early days. San Diego State is dog balls. Gonzaga would not be surprised if they're up 18 to 20 points in the first half. I don't see the starters playing big minutes. Long tournament, looking for that backdoor cover. Total-wise, I don't know, 156, that's a lot of points. What do you think?
I think it's a lot of points, but I think Gonzaga here is going to go balls to the wall, stretch themselves out, try to score a bunch of points, set a little statement game.
So you're going under or over?
Over.
Over? I'm going under on this one. Nah. The over comes into play because you got to remember we're one and done here, so there's fouls at the end of the game. This one's going to be out of hand, so I don't think there's any fouling. Give me the under. probably note that. Next game, Bucknell, West Virginia. West Virginia. Mountain Mama, baby. Take me home. Coast what do you got? Roads. 14-point favorites, dude. 148 total. What do you think?
Dude, this is a tough game. I'm gonna take Bucknell with the points, but West Virginia will win the outright. Moving on in the bracket.
I like it. Yeah, I'm taking West Virginia. I like that we're disagreeing on almost every single game. total-wise, let's go with the over. Press Virginia. Going to keep pushing. 310 Eastern, ETSU. That's East Tennessee State.
Yeah, I got them winning, bro.
Looking at home. You got them upsetting Florida, who's a 10-point favorite. Total sitting at 148.
Yeah.
Upset special?
Derek was telling me about Florida Center not being there. Team has been the same since, lost early in their conference tournament. Let's go ETSU. I told them, I think that was them in the on SportsCenter today dunking like it was a dunk contest in their warm-ups yesterday. Yeah. So I'm liking their athleticism here.
Well, I mean, my spreadsheet says the variance for the fave minus the spread's 4.7. To me, that's an obvious bet. Florida minus 10 all day. Total, I don't got a feeling.
Again.
I don't got a feeling. I'm going over just for fun. Next game. MTSU versus Minnesota. Kind of quick backstory here. I woke up to 35 text messages from my group chat from my soccer buddies in college. The big argument was whether ETSU could beat Minnesota. Wrong team. Middle Tennessee State. So that was a waste of a morning.
They probably could, though.
Middle Tennessee, 1-point favorite. Minnesota did have a big injury last week. Total sitting at a low 136 ESTA.
I like Middle Tennessee.
Do you really?
Look how close that line. I can't look at that line and be like, well, what's going on there? Something fishy. So that's gonna be a tight game. It might be the tightest game of the day so far.
Yeah, essentially you're
not
at a pick 'em. Yeah, with the advanced stats, I still think Minnesota comes out ahead. So, I mean, I don't need the point. I'll just take them even money line.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And we'll move on. Total, I'm staying away from. Next game, Vanderbilt at Northwestern. Nerds.
Lots of nerds all over the place.
Vanderbilt, 2.5-point favorite. I'd love for them to ruin Dan Revell's day. Really low total, probably the lowest total on the board today at 130. Your thoughts?
This is a tough one. Vanderbilt had a great year, very underrated. Northwestern as well, solid in the Big Ten. Not quite going to do it, though. I like them getting all hyped up, but all like the ESPN people that went to Northwestern hyping them up, but Vanderbilt's going to take them here.
By the way, we've just tipped off. We're recording this at 12:15 here on Thursday. Princeton, 1 second into the game, backdoor look, missed it. Notre Dame rebounds. I love that for the over, though. I don't know if I gave my pick, but I'm taking Northwestern. I got to get the points here. I don't like them, but Big Ten all day. Let's go. Next game, probably the biggest game of the day, Xavier University, Maryland. Xavier, a 2-point dog, 142 is the total. S dot?
Xavier all day. Maryland, underachievers. Like I said, leaking oil late in the season. Let's go, the X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men all day. It could be a homer pick for me, but yeah. – Melo Trimble, what's he, like a 10th year single or senior?
And
Jesus.
He stinks. Yeah, he should have went out 2 years ago and stock would have been better.
Give me the over. Neither of these teams have defense. 7-10, Mount St. Mary's, Villanova. Nova, huge 26-point favorite, biggest favorite of the day. 131 is the total, S. Dot.
Over, Nova by a million. They might score 130 on their own.
Yeah, I think my line has them winning by 34.5 points. So that's a nice 10-point variance nearly there, 8-point variance. Give me Nova. I'll lay the points. Also go over on that game. VCU St. Mary's 7:20 tip off. We're going rapid fire here. 7:10, 7:20, 7:27.
Wow, that's when it gets
St. Mary's 4.5-point favorite. Your thoughts?
I don't like that. VCU, like them. Tournament tough, baby. Program history. They like it. They've been hot the last couple of years. Always in the tournament. Always doing well. Give me VCU, even though Shaka's not there anymore.
I was going to say, quick question. You do know that Shaka is no longer there anymore. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people do, and that's why I think the public money's on VCU here. But give me St. Mary's. I'll lay the points. They've had, what, 2 hard games this year against Gonzaga? I think they lost both.
That's it.
So, yeah, St. Mary's, I'll lay the points. Vermont, Purdue. Purdue, sneaky Final Four team.
No, they're not.
10-point
basketball sucked all year. Yeah, it's a 10-point line.
10-point line.
Give me the maple syrup, hippie motherfuckers up there in Vermont. I'm taking them all day. Yeah. Great coach. If you know the story behind their coach,
I don't.
It's unbelievable.
Give it to us quick. Let's clip.
He was in a different profession. Quit. Wanted to get into college basketball. That's where he ended up. He's the coach of Vermont.
Yeah, I like Purdue. Purdue, a little foreshadowing there. I do have them in my Final Four, so obviously I have them winning this game. 10 points. For kind of a slow pace is a lot, but I like it. Vermont, you can have Bernie Sanders. I think that's where he's from.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. From
yeah, exactly. Give me
Bernie
Purdue.
Can ball. You ever see that video of him balling?
Dude, he's 3,000 years old.
He's balling.
Dunk City versus Florida State. Florida State, 12-point favorite over Florida Gulf Coast. I like Florida State. What you got?
Dunk City is not the same. Actually, I saw a stat today that they had more dunks this year than they did the year they went to the Sweet 16.
So maybe it is the same.
Maybe it is the same. Florida State, same thing. Kind of slow towards the end of the season. Give me the points. Give me the Dunk City. Give me Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, I'm going the opposite of that. Florida State. Damn, also, totals 147. I'm going over City on that one. Virginia Tech versus Wisconsin. Mrs. Duke going to be upset with my pick, I think. 5-point favorites for Wisconsin. Estai, what do you think?
Wisconsin stinks, dude. Give me Virginia Tech in the points.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we agree.
Yeah.
Vatech in the points. I'm staying away from the total. If I had to go something, I'm going under. Under 137.
Yeah, definitely under.
NDSU. Is that North Dakota State Tugboat?
Yes. Yes.
You got confirmation from our fact checker. Against Arizona. Arizona, 17-point favorite. Perennial underperformers in the tournament. 148 is the total. I like Arizona. I'll lay the points. S-dot.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same way. Arizona, Gonzaga in the Elite Eight final showdown. That's going to be a good one.
Man, last game of the day, 9:57. The total degenerate special is if we haven't been betting on every single game all day. Nevada, Iowa State. Iowa State, 6.5-point favorites.
I don't like Iowa State. Big-time letdown team. Always in the tournament. They always fucking lose. But give me to them today. Give me today. They came in hot, winning their conference tournament. Come on.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. It's funny you say that because I'm going to take Iowa State, but I absolutely hate it. But, hey, my formula spit out an action, and I'm taking it. So
like it.
That'll close out today's action. We'll get this up here soon, so make sure you listen, subscribe, review. Appreciate you doing that. But also throw a little money on all these picks. And good news is if you just take all Scott's or all mine, you're going to be right because I think we're opposite on.
Like maybe two picks were the same.
So. Okay, but that'll do it for today. Well, let's jump into the final four. Obviously, we want to know who's going to win the whole thing. Doug Douglas, shout out from Vegas. His final four sitting at UCLA, Kansas, Gonzaga, and Wisconsin. S-Dot, you got yours pulled up yet?
Yeah, Villanova, Gonzaga, UCLA, and Kansas.
Kansas.
That's who I had in my one.
A little chalky.
Yeah, a little chalky there, but eesh.
I went a different way. I have zero the same as Doug Douglas. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I like Nova. Shout out Philly.
Shout it out.
Arizona, Purdue, and Kentucky.
I like Kentucky, man. They could get high as anybody. Sleeper team.
Do you like them enough to think they're going to win the championship? Because I do. I have Kentucky over Arizona in the finals.
Wow. No, I have UCLA in the final against Villanova. Villanova going back-to-back, baby. You know I'm a Philly guy, so that's
Philly
a totally
represent.
Homer pick. Totally Homer pick.
Well, you shared one final contender there with Doug Douglas. He has Gonzaga over UCLA.
I got him in my other bracket. Oh, man. That's the other guy, bracket.
Yeah, the other bracket. You're that guy.
Mystery bracket.
Yeah, my other bracket, I had all those upsets.
Yep, all of them.
So, just quick heads up, I did put out a challenge to Doug Douglas and S-Dot. Loser would have to do the 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge. Quickly got rejected by both.
What is that again?
So you have to choose one action for one number.
Yeah.
It is miles, jack-offs, donuts, and beer. So if you had to choose one action for number,
hours
what would you have done?
Hours.
You have 24 hours.
To do miles?
Jack-off. 12 miles. Oh, I'm sorry, not 12 miles. Just jack-offs, miles, donuts, and beers. What are you
24
thinking?
24 hours. Like
also,
that.
Hey, breaking news. Tom Crean is fired from Indiana University.
Fire Tom Crean, baby.
Fire Tom
Crean. Number three to the NIT.
Just came through. Dan Dockich, early favorite to take over as head coach.
Nah,
I just made that piece up. But
that'd be
Tom
awesome.
Crean out.
Dan Dockich is the man.
So if you had to choose 6, 12, 18, 24, what do you think?
No, thanks. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. It's fucking. I don't even drink.
Well, you
got.
I mean, what would
drink,
you do?
Dude.
Yeah, I know. That's your problem. You wouldn't. See, that's for me. I'm going 24 beers.
Yeah,
so that's obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, okay, keep going. What else?
I'm going 18 donuts.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going 12 miles, and I think probably the hardest part of this would be 6 jack-offs.
Yeah, that would be. I think that's the hardest part. I think everyone has to do these 6 jack-offs. You can't jack off 12 times in a fucking 24-hour period.
Hey, our sister company, Barstool Sports, El Prez did this a couple years back. I was looking
it
up.
He didn't finish it, though.
He didn't finish it, but he went with a preposterous 18 jack-offs.
Yeah.
He went 6 miles, 12 beers.
I think you're right. 24 beers, because if you had to do it, you could do it. And then 18 donuts, yeah.
Well, just
12 what? 12 miles.
Yes, 12 miles.
You could, yeah. You
and
could.
So as I'm lying awake, not being able to sleep earlier this week, my thought was, okay, let's start this around 8 o'clock in the morning or so. Get, you know, probably a dozen donuts, nice and hot from Krispy Kreme. Head over to the track, set up a table, and then just walk and eat donuts. How long does it take you to walk 12 miles? 5 hours?
Yeah, you can just sit there on the chair. Yeah.
Just walk 12 miles. If you want to take a little jog every once in a while, sure, go ahead. But figure, knock out a dozen donuts, a dozen miles, maybe a couple beers in there towards the end. And all you got to do is throw some J.O.'s and drink beers.
Yeah.
And saying there's no way I'll be able to do it. But if we get enough feedback, maybe I'll try it later this year. Tugbo, any thought on the 6, 12, 18, 24 challenge?
He's a quick shake of the head. He is out.
He was my one guy I thought I might be able to get in it with me. So I may be riding solo on this down the line here a bit. But that's going to do it for today's Dropping Dimes Betting Podcast. Appreciate you guys checking it out. We're going to be live tweeting all week, posting some plays. Like S-Dot said, make sure you check out overeasysports.com for our boy Doug Douglas. He's putting up plays all week from out in Vegas. Already has a couple blogs up today. And you'll also be able to see his entire bracket. So, good luck, everybody. Let's go break that bookie. We out.
Peace.
Hard you work.